It's your first midweek press conference extra. I'm joined over Zoom because, Mike Bancroft is a really important man. I can't get up to the studio much anymore. It's a really important time for him. By the lovely Mike Bancroft and, as ever, Neil Atkinson, just to have a chat ahead of the game tomorrow about Jürgen's press conference then. I mean, I'll let you go in a minute, but my takeaway is that I'd have Jürgen do every press conference, even in the Premier League in German. And just let the translator run wild. Don't even get frustrated.
I think he'd I thought it was really funny him having not like he clearly has a view on the way in which he's being translated, which is really funny. But I also just liked the fact that I like to hear him speak German in a really strange way because I don't know the language very well at all, but I've been in Germany and it was a little reminder, actually, that I think he is still a little bit more comfortable, and I think he's a little bit freer with the way in which he
Do you not think he looked
speaks.
more relaxed? That was my takeaway
Yeah,
here.
yeah,
Like
yeah.
his
Yep, way
shoulders
more
looked much
relaxed.
more. Yeah. Go on, carry on. Sorry.
Yeah, he was fluent. I thought he just seemed fluent and relaxed and chilled and happy. The only time he had a go was having a go at the translator who was saying the odd word incorrectly, and the manager would be like, no, this is what I actually meant. But yeah, he seemed quite chilled.
Yeah, I think it's dead interesting because I think he does just I think you forget, not least because he is such a good English speaker, that it is still a second language. And also I think he does still have that feeling of every now and again someone trying to catch me out here or something. And so I think that he just finds, I mean, it's not to say that he can't be caught out in German but or think like that, but I think obviously when you remember that for a lot of these managers it's not just Jürgen that they're processing it, possibly trying to find out if there is a hidden thing there that they might be missing, or maybe even just that they might not entirely 100% understand the question and they want to make sure they answer it properly. Whereas I just think I think fluent's really interesting because of course he's fluent in German, but it's more the fact that it's fluency with the speech that sort of comes to him. And I thought it was, it's just interesting every now and again to have that reminder. Also, that the reminder that the fact that his English has come on leaps and bounds. They were asking him about the 15-16 season, and the European run. It comes up in the questioning. But his English from then to now is I think it's genuinely, it's markedly different. I don't think it's just a slight difference, which is obviously part of living in the country for an extended period and having to do this sort of stuff. But he's obviously it's obviously something he's wanted to work at on top of everything else.
Think, and this is for both years as well. On top of that, is the it was and the, listen, don't take this the wrong way at all. But you got the Premier League obligations, and it's same faces every week, and you're kind of thinking, why is he asking me that question? Where I got a sense from watching it back, not only was he happy to be there, the journalists in the room were happy to be there as well. Not the journalists are, but there was no kind of thread. There was no kind of thread or. There was no real leading questions. It was all quite fluid. That's what I took from it anyway.